listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, on the one and only LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Wow, are we in for an episode today. If you have just tuned in with us for the first time, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And what do we mean by that? Well, it's quite simple. Everything you think, every thought you could possibly imagine, it emits a frequency, a vibration. And that in itself is what helps create this reality in which you experience. So we, on the Vibration Station, have come here today with knowledge to give you about how to improve your life, your happiness, your joy, your excitement, and your laughter. First things first, I would love nothing more than to introduce our in-studio guest today. We have Mark Roth. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing great, Dave.
Wonderful. This is a pleasure and a blessing, to say the least. For the listeners that don't know Mark Roth, he is he's had a rough life coming up. He had circumstances at very early ages of his life where he had to make a choice. He had to make a decision. And that's either whether you step up to the plate and do and go where no man at his age could have ever imagined going before, or you understand that this is just too much pressure for you to take, too much on my shoulders, and you implode on yourself. What I mean by that is do self-destructive things. People use the excuses, oh, I lost my father when I was younger, he was never there for me, or, you know, I never had love growing up, and I understand these are all very valid reasons why you feel the way that you do today, but there's always a choice. And we brought Mark in the studio today for an example, to remind us all how, regardless of your circumstances, you can be anybody you want to be and do anything you want to do. Mark, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, David.
Well, I want to first of all thank you so much for coming on the Vibration Station. It means the world. Listeners are probably saying, well, what's this guy's life about? What's so bad? Well, I'm gonna let Mark explain it to you, but I'm just gonna give a quick overview. Mark, when he was younger, in his family, there were decisions that he was faced with. Would you like to expand on this, Mark? When you were younger and you had a mother and father and they were having, you know, and it came to make or break, and it was on you. Your entire family relied on you at such a young age. And would you like to just explain to the listeners a little bit of your upcoming?
Well, it's kind of a long and boring story, but it's not really boring. We all live on our own path, and my path was put upon me when I was probably around 16 years old, and I was in high school, and my parents were married for 32 years.
Wow!
And
sounds like a pretty happy family to me.
It was a wonderful family. I had an older brother and an older sister. I was the youngest one. And it was quite interesting because
everything's hunky dory.
Everything's
right?
Hunky dory.
And then one.
My dad had
a successful
business, and then one day, when I was 18 and a half, he decides, calls me up. I'm in college at that particular point.
Okay.
And my dad calls me up
on a scholarship, by the way, right?
Full ride scholarship for track and field. And my dad calls me. He says, "Mark, he says, we're getting your mother and I are getting a divorce.
Right.
And by the way, we're selling the house, and you're gonna have to figure out what you're gonna do and how you're gonna do it, and you're gonna have to get a job, and you're gonna have to, you know, basically live on your own, and you know, you decide what you're gonna do because I'm out of here."
So. Here's one point, and I'm sure that for the listeners out there, you're listening and you're going, oh, well, you know, that does sound bad, that sounds terrible, but, you know, that happens every day. There's millions of kids out there that are in worse circumstances that are born into families without a father and, you know,
yeah,
and everything. So we understand that, but there's absolutely more to the story. It's not just, you know, Mark was a kid one day and then his dad left the family and you know, he had to take the responsibility. There's more to that. His mother was sick, right?
Yep.
And
mom was sick.
You had to pay for the medical bills at 18 years old. You had to drop everything. The older siblings were kind of off doing their own thing, right?
Yeah, my brother was off doing his own thing.
Your brother was in Major League Baseball, was he not?
Yes, he was in Major League Baseball, but he had some challenges there, but it was up to me and my sister to basically take over and help my mom. My mom didn't work. She was incapable of working, and she was heartbroken, and it was a very, very sad story that is repeated over and over and over again. In today's society.
Right.
And that's pretty much the reason why I'm here, is because I had choices to make.
Right.
I could have done so many different things.
Right.
But I continued in my track career. I was on the United States track team.
Wow.
I competed in the Maccabiah Games in Israel and competed in Europe for the United States.
Wow.
And it was quite an honor. And if it wasn't for the Maccabiah organization and the United States Track and Field Association, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did.
Wow. Wow. Folks, today's show is about willpower, self-discipline, training in control of one's self and one's conduct, usually for personal improvement. Self-control, the ability of a person to exert his or her will over the inhibitions of their body or self. Right? So what we're trying to get here is there's a lot of stimulation. There's a lot of different conditions, you know, preconceived notions that our society puts upon us, sets expectations for us, you know, says that, well, if you want to get a good job, you're going to have to go to school and you're going to have to pay $50,000 and go to a four-year college just so you can get out and hopefully cross your fingers so you can get a good job. And if you don't, well, you're stuck for the next 20 years making loan payments to, you know, UCSC or whatever it is. So, you know, it's this, and I'm not putting down the educational system. I think that's amazing. I mean, I just think that the rate of I was talking with a dear friend of mine, it was just yesterday actually, about how they're a bit older than myself, and they were talking about how their friends who just graduated they graduated last year, so they just graduated about a year ago, and they're looking for jobs, and they've been out of work for a year, and they have a wonderful four-year college degree, you know, and they spent, you know, thousands of dollars and everything. So that's not the point. That's completely beside the point. I'm just throwing out there society's constructs, society's conditionings, and how it makes us want to do things that necessarily we know aren't good for us. That's where willpower comes in. That's why we have Mark in the studio today. I want to bring up a few examples. So let's take the situation that Mark was in when he was growing up, 16, 17, 18-year-old kid going through this whole thing, where his father actually, him and I were talking earlier, I got the whole story. His father was, and I'll let him tell you more about that. His father was leading a double life, if you don't mind me going into that,
yeah.
Right? His father was leading a double life, had a whole other family on the side, had another woman on the side who had another child. At 16, 17 years old, Mark's father then took his car away from him and gave it to the kid that he's living the other family with. So,
yeah.
So these are just examples of you know, things that happen and devastating examples of, you know, kids growing up, especially in today's society, you know, with all the lack of a fatherly figure in the home. Do you know what I'm saying? In you know, certain areas and whatnot. And I think it's worldwide, the amount of divorces that is going on today versus 50 years ago, you know. So really what it's coming down to, what I'm trying to get to you listeners, is there's so much influence in our world. Take a kid in today's society that's growing up like Mark did, and then turn on the radio and you hear, you know, bitches in the club, you know, smoking weed, getting drunk, doing all these things, all for the wrong reasons. You shouldn't, you know, I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. When you're a kid and you're in a vulnerable situation, right, your father's leaving you, your father's left your family, what do you turn to? The music, right? The sport? TV? Some sort of gateway, room to breathe. Do you know what I'm saying? Somewhere where you can kind of release a little bit of that energy that you feel from being betrayed, right? But when, in today's society, these kids that grew up like Mark are turning to the music
and drugs.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It starts with the music.
Right.
It starts with the TV.
Right.
It starts with the kids that are in these vulnerable situations. This is why we're talking about willpower. Listen, willpower. So, you are a vulnerable kid. You're listening to this rap music. The rap star who you idolize is talking about getting bitches in the club, smoking a bunch of weed, and getting really drunk. And you're like, wow, that's really cool. That's awesome. If 2 Chainz says it, you know what I'm saying? If Lil Wayne says it's okay, then it should be okay. I mean, look at him. He's a multimillionaire. He lives in a big mansion.
But how did he get his money?
Right? So you know, and obviously, you know, there's all these other ideas of, you know, I'm not even gonna get into that, into the
That's a whole other
the government
show.
Placement of and the government fundings of music. It's all control. It's all conditional. So what I'm saying is, being one of those, if you are one of those kids, and being one of those kids, and I'm not saying I am, but being a kid in a vulnerable situation that turns to these darker forms of expression, it destroys your will. That's the point that I'm getting to. When you're in a vulnerable situation and your idols are all they're talking about is these low vibrational experiences, you know, talking about women as objects. Wow, fuck, I hate that. Excuse my language. I can't stand it. Women are the gem, the gold of existence. I mean, how dare we talk down and degrade the female being, the female body.
Well, what's sad, David, is that women, young women,
they go
especially
with it.
Today, they buy into it.
Of course.
They buy into this vision of beauty, of having to have
right.
a more expensive a purse,
right.
Coach purse.
Oh, of course,
Gucci.
Of course.
It really is. It's really a sad situation because they don't need to do all this, and they Instagram,
of course not.
Facebook,
right.
all these
oh, man.
Things.
You want to get into that?
Yeah.
get into that one with you.
Well, you know, it really comes down to choice. Where do these young people want to choose to go?
Right.
What do they want to do? What motivates them? What are their dreams? Is their dream to have, the $500, $600 Jimmy Choo shoes so they can flaunt that in front of
right.
their friends?
Right, exactly.
Or is it to become enlightened? Is it to become smarter? Is it, more importantly than smarter,
right.
wiser?
Right.
Making the wiser choices. When I was young, and of course I'm not a woman, but when I was young...
Get out of here, Mark. Let's all be honest with ourselves.
yeah, really. Track and field saved my life.
Right.
Because I had a vision. And talking about vision, let's talk about the 7 steps to manifesting and what you want. So, number one is vision.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself a year from now? Where do you see yourself, the way I like to look at it, you know, I'm always 6 months to a year in advance. I'm always thinking, where do I want to be a year from now? Where do I want to be 5 years from now? Where do I want to be 10 years from now?
Right.
So the vision, establish a vision. When children or young people, they have so much time, and a lot of kids have a lot of money these days.
Yeah.
Where do these people want to go?
Right.
What do they want to do?
Absolutely.
For me, the vision was, I've always seen myself as a businessman. Mm-hmm. I've always seen myself successful.
Right.
And I equate success to being able to do things, go places, buy things that I want to truly buy for me.
Right.
That, as an example, a good car.
Right. Absolutely.
A home.
Yeah.
Yes. Taking trips.
Right.
Doing investments.
Absolutely. And Mark, what I'm, I guess you're absolutely right.
We're covering a lot of material right now.
What I'm trying to get to the listeners is the fact that you have a choice with all of these influences going on in the world. Okay. The reason why I brought Mark in the studio is because he was put in that position at a very young age, 16 years old, where he had to make it or break it. He either has a choice to, you know, drop his scholarship, a full ride scholarship, work for a company, make money to support his mom's hospital bills, you know, make sure still, you know, making up for everything that his dad did, you know, financially and emotionally. There's tolls that are being taken. And what I'm reminding these kids and the listeners today, and even parents of kids, is it's so much easier, I feel like, in today's society to break it over make it because of the influences that we have. Kids are way more prone these days to just saying, fuck it, throwing up a middle finger, and then, you know, going out and, you know, getting high and getting drunk. And that's not a productive well, not only is it not productive, it is not constructive to your life at all, right? Mm-hmm. Everything right. has its times. We're not saying, you know, never ever drink or never ever, you know, try something or never, you know, if you're vibing to it and, you know, it's in the right place, the right time, everything has its time. There's such thing as balance. But when it comes to making it or breaking it, you have a choice. You either have, you know, you make it, but when you make that choice, when you're like, I'm going to make it, understand that it is your will. It is the power within you that is allowing you to fully, fully manifest and create anything you need to support yourself. That is your willpower. And that's why Mark is where he is today. So, kids, 16-year-olds right now, that are in a situation. You don't even need to have, you know, a rough life. I'm just, you know, giving the benefit of the doubt. But I'm saying, you know, kids that are even out there that are struggling with other things, you know, you really, this is where you need to figure out for yourself who you're going to be, who you're going to be, who you want to be. Because you can be exactly who you want to be. What determines that is the choices that you make.
Well, you bring a very important point, David. A rough life. In my situation, a rough life was the fact that my dad, after he announced to me that he was divorcing my mom after 32 years of marriage, we had a dinner, and he told me that I was a mistake, that I should have never been born.
Wow.
And after that, I just kind of said, well, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to make the most out of my life. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to do things. I'm going to go places. I actually turned that negative
right.
into a positive.
Into a positive. It's and fuel. It became gasoline.
And it taught me what not to do and what the type of man I wanted to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you bring up an interesting point about tough situations. A tough situation, to my opinion, is kids, young people who have parents that the parents are not there, or the father's not around, or the mother's not around, and the parents are wealthy and they just give the kids anything they want.
Right.
And but the main thing that they're not getting is they're not getting guidance.
Right. Absolutely.
The parents are checking out.
Of
they're
course.
Just saying, you know what? Here's $500, go. Here's a credit card, go. Get out of my way. I got my own life. I got my boyfriends or my girlfriends or whatever.
Right.
Okay. That's no way to live.
Of course
not.
And
that is a tough example.
That is. That absolutely is. And it's just as tough as the opposite.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, having all the money in the world but no support is just as tough as having no money in the world and no support. If anything, having all the money in the world and having no support would probably be a little bit more dangerous than the other way around. Well, not really, because usually if you're, you know, a troubled kid and, you know, you don't have money, you find means to an end to fill that gap. Regardless, I just want to say a few lyrics really quick. From this song, how we're talking about the influence of media and how we have a choice. You have a choice of putting on the radio. You have a choice of watching the news. You have a choice of what news channel you watch. What I'm saying is, don't look for exterior motives to fill these spaces. Don't look, okay, if you're going to look for exterior motives to fill these spaces, sure as hell don't look at the radio. Don't watch the TV, these reality shows, you know, like Mob Wives and like, and you know, just
teenage babies.
Oh, 16 and pregnant, teen mom. Like, what? Do you know that there's 16-year-old girls that actually were purposely getting pregnant and sending in videos to MTV saying, well, I'm pregnant, I'd like to be on the show? There was girls that were getting pregnant so they could be on 16 and pregnant. Okay. So I just want to read these lyrics for a moment.
Where are the parents? Where are the parents in something like that?
Well, they show the parents. You know, they talk about them, and you know, they're all in the part. And you know, also we can't always blame the parents for the kids' mistakes, because there are times out there where the kids have just fucked up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The kids just don't get it.
Right.
Here's a few lyrics, and this is just this is from this artist. His name is Lupe Fiasco, and the name of the song, I know off the bat you hear the name of the song and you're like, oh, it's one of those, but he wants you to think that it's one. The name of the song is Bitch Bad, and he wants you to think, oh, it's one of those songs. He wants you to be like, oh, great, just another one of those, you know, up in the club, you know, bitches on my dick, you know, one of those, like, excuse my French, but I mean, that's what they say, that's what it's all, but it's not. I just want to read you a few of the lyrics. This is the second verse. Well, this song is about media's influence on young kids and how it actually completely skews the entire perception of a generation just because of people listening to this music. He's a really, really, really phenomenal artist, and definitely has a lot to say. So here's the second verse. He goes, yeah, now imagine a group of little girls 9 through 12 on the internet watching videos listening to songs by themselves. It doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance. They understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance, until that intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference. Mm. And then it goes, bad bitches, that's all I want and all I need in life is bad bitches. Now that's like what they're saying is like what these little 9-year-old girls are listening to.
Yeah.
Now let's say that they're less concerned with him, like the big... Okay, what they mean by that, and if you were to watch the video, you'd understand. Well, let's can say they're less concerned with him. Now, let's can say these little girls are less concerned with the rapper himself, because they're like, until that intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference. Now, let's say they're less concerned with the rapper and more concerned with the video girl next to, acquiescent to his whims. Mm. Love it. Now, let's say that they're less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescent to his whims. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping, right? They don't see a paid actress. Just what makes a bad bitch.
Wow. That's
some real shit.
Yeah.
Lupe Fiasco. So, yeah, this is just so, disclaimer, that's what he says. Disclaimer, this rhymer Lupe, he's talking about himself, is not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's a clever misdirection. Because while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever show them. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up, gasp. Sure enough, in this little world, the little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she's a bad bitch, and she thinks, it's really interesting, listen to this, really, really crazy. So, in the beginning of the song, they talk about how there's this little boy in the car with his mom. This little boy is like 6 years old. He's in the car with his mom, and his mom is singing about being a bad bitch. So as like a 6-year-old kid, he's seeing his mom talking about how cool it is to be a bad bitch. Now, this 6-year-old kid, who grew up with his mom listening to the rap music and, you know, thinking it's all cool to be young and blah, blah, blah. Now, when he's 16, 17, 18 years old, he meets a girl, but in his mind, the idea of a woman is obstructed.
Right.
So it goes like, the little boy meets one of those little girls and he thinks she's a bad bitch. She thinks she's a bad bitch. He thinks disrespectfully. She thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea. He don't want to get with her. She thinks she's being, okay, here we go. She thinks she's being a bad bitch like his mother. Mama never dressed like that. Come out of the house, hot mess like that. Ass titties dressed like that, all out to impress like that. Just like that, you see the fruit of the confusion. He's caught in a reality. She's caught in an illusion. Bad meaning good to her. She really means nice and smart. but bad meant bad to him. Bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way, but she thinks she's a bitch. What a double entendre.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Right? Wow. You're like, wait a minute. What?
Wow. That he encapsulated that whole
Oh, he's a
message.
Genius. Oh, yeah. Lupe's the man. Lupe yeah. Fiasco, if you're listening to the Vibration Station right now, you're awesome. By the way, if you guys are just tuned in with us, give us a call. Why not? 323-203-0815. Once again, that number's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We have Mark Roth in the studio with us today. We are talking about the power of will. How in this day and age, it is so easy to be manipulated when you are in a vulnerable state, even when you're not in a vulnerable state. I'm saying especially when you're in a vulnerable state. It's easy to be manipulated by what's on TV, by what's on the radio. And, you know, when you're a kid that's having things going on in his life and, you know, your dad's not there, your mom's not there, this or that. What do you turn to? You turn to what's right in front of you, what's right in front of your face, and that's all this bad music. This music with the bad intentions, the bad ideas like we were just talking about. So, Mark, I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
So, let's say that there is a 16-year-old kid that comes up to you, right?
Yes.
And says, well, Mark, you tell me that if at this moment in my life, okay, we'll say, he says, my dad just left me, right? We'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've had that happen.
Yes, you have. And his life is going to shit, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. He's emotionally taken a toll greater than he can handle, and financially taken a toll greater than he can handle. But this kid, he is the type of person that we're talking about, you know? He locks himself in his room and listens to music for like 6 hours, you know, while he like plays video games or something.
Right.
And
right.
He plays like Call of Duty, which is like, you know, you kill other people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, all this little conditioning, all these like little things that we think is so fun, it's like, it's so weird if you really think about it. Like, we're virtually killing other human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, and it's fun, because, like, you know, I'll say that when I go home every now and again, you know, my father and I will play a game of Halo, or we'll play Gears of War, you know, or Call of Duty, you know. But it's interesting when you think about, I know I'm getting off topic, but, you know, that's another part of the whole social programming, the video games, the killing, the shooting, the, you know.
But I think, David, you know the difference between killing a virtual enemy versus killing a real person.
Of course you know the difference, but it's inbred in your consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right? It's inbred. I mean, let me tell you, with the graphics of today, they sure as hell look real.
Yeah.
They run like real people. They scream like real people. Do you know what I'm saying? They do the same things that real people do. Yeah. It's just on your TV screen. And here's the motive. Here's where it's weird, and then we're going to get right back on topic. Is to those kids that are vulnerable, they're playing the video games, listening to the music, right, blah, blah, blah. So they go, they lock themselves up in their room, they play Call of Duty for 6 hours straight. Well, for 6 hours straight, their entire motive, all they're thinking about, do you think that in their head, when they're getting in the game, when you are staring at something for 6 hours, bam, you're in it. Do you think that they're consciously thinking to themselves, oh, this is just a virtual reality. This is not real life. This is a video game. No. They get pissed and throw the controller when they die. They have an emotional attachment to it.
Right.
And then when they start killing the other team, they're like, yeah, headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. And then think about this. Let's take it one step further. You're playing Call of Duty. You headshot a guy, and, you know, you're on Xbox Live or, you know, PlayStation Live, whatever it is, you know, and, you know, you're talking to your buddies, and they're all giving you props for just, you know, shooting some guy, you know, headshot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's on a video game. y'all are like, yeah, woo! Nice job, Rainbow 613. You know what I mean? You're like, cool, King Butcher 61. But, you know, okay, so there's that. And then, simultaneously, as those kids are playing these video games and rooting on killing each other virtually, you have their brothers and sisters in Iraq.
Right.
You have that kid's older brother who's holding a sniper rifle, who's actually, you know, who's a 23, 24, 25-year-old kid, 30-year-old kid with a gun in his hands, who's on the ground, who right. has his comrades saying, you know, bogey to the left, bogey to the left, bam, 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 you know, and you're dealing with real life and death. So then you ask yourself, well, wait a minute. I'm here in the comfort of my own home playing these video games and playing these video games about killing other people, listening to this music about getting high, getting drunk, treating women as objects, watching TV, seeing that everything on TV is telling me that the only way for me to be happy is if I have money, if I treat people lower than me, if I have a sense of hierarchy, right? Who are the people that all the you know, reality TV shows follow? All the rich people. All the people that, you know, they own their own clothing line. The Kardashians, you know, they own things here, own things here. You know, I guarantee you, if you were to walk up to one of the Kardashians, they wouldn't greet you kindly. They wouldn't be like, hey, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Would you like to see, you know, how you doing today? And, you know, with their multi millions worth of dollars, I'm sure that, you know, if you were a homeless man, just by, I mean, I could be very wrong, but if you were a homeless man, you went up and you were like, hey, do you have $5? They'd be like, get off me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And if not them and Kardashians, I apologize if you're listening to the Vibration Station, you're like, that's totally not who I am. Maybe that's not who you are. I mean, the reality shows, you know, whatever, maybe that's not who you are. I'm just saying, if it's not you, it's somebody else. And I'm trying to remind these kids that when in a vulnerable state of mind, when looking for which path to take, when asking yourself, why is my world falling down? Maybe this rapper is right. Remember your willpower. Remember your power to say, well, Mark over here, seriously, if he would have said, fuck it, I'm going to go get high, he wouldn't have the life that he does. Mark is an extremely successful individual, He's the area manager of a bank. He's an entrepreneur. He has multiple properties. He has a yacht. Yes. He has many, many things. And I know this because we were talking and I asked him if it was okay if I said all this on the air. But the point that I'm making to you is Mark would not be that person today if he followed right then and there, well, you know, this is what the media says. This is what we gotta do. So that's just what I'm trying to remind the listeners. I'm just trying to penetrate this idea in your heads because it's up to you the way that our world turns out. It's up to you what kind of world you want to live in. And that world is all reflective of the actions that you make and the choices and the decisions that you choose for yourself. Now, Mark, the question that I had for you is that we kind of got sidetracked. The question that I had for you is, what would you say to the kid right now who's in a similar situation as you were when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. But he turns to this like rap music and he not necessarily rap. I'm not sticking it to rap. It's just rap has a lot of it. A kid that is into these low vibrational kind of ideas of like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to escape life through getting drunk, getting high, going to the club, you know, or, you know, selling drugs, You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me.
What would you say to this kid who's lost? He's lost, and he doesn't necessarily have a passion. Because that's another thing too, is a lot of kids don't have a fire that's burning because it's all clouded by everything that's going on.
Well, let me tell you, I like to tell stories, and
well, we like to hear them.
Okay, there was this. I have a son.
Okay.
And there was this young man that my son befriended a couple years ago, and he was a self-proclaimed gangsta. Okay.
Was he?
And
okay.
I sat down with him. My son had a party, and these parties were very, very small and very controlled. There was about 20 people of his friends.
And so your son befriended, was he
a friend of a friend, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And what he did was he came in and he shared his story with my wife and me. And this young man, I will not say his name because he may be listening, but he told me that his father beat him up and he was abused and life is tough. And he's a heroin addict, and
wow,
you know, he would beat up people and he would do bad things. And I said to him, I took a mirror out, and I said, do me a favor, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. What do you see? He says, what do you mean? I said, what are you talking about? I said, look at yourself in the mirror.
Wow.
What do you see? Do you see someone who you would want to call a friend? Are you proud of this person?
Right.
Do you wake up in the morning and do you say, wow, I'm contributing something to just not my life, but other people's lives?
Right.
So it's very sad. He used the fact that his dad beat up on him, and
right.
and this young man actually had a job. So I looked at him and I said, why don't you move out? Just if things are so tough,
right.
Just leave.
Yeah.
And he ended up leaving his parents.
Yeah.
Wow. His father. His mother passed away, unfortunately. Tough life. And I can relate to it. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But the thing is you have to follow, you have to envision where you want to be,
right.
What you want to do.
Right.
Is it get high the next hour? Is it to get drunk, to hang out with your friends? You know, before you know it, these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids are now 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yeah.
And they're looking back at their lives and they're going, oh, my God. All the time I wasted,
right.
All the things that I didn't do,
yeah.
I was high,
yeah.
Or I was drunk.
Totally.
And it's just, it's a realization.
Absolutely.
And I kind of had fun with my son's friends because I would say, guys, you know, the one thing that you lack, and please understand this, is you're lacking perception. You're lacking
foresight,
perspective. You're lacking perspective,
right?
And getting perspective on your life is a wonderful thing because you can look back at yourself and you can say, wow, you know what, I really did spend too much time smoking pot or
right.
Or getting drunk,
totally,
or doing risky behavior.
Absolutely. And you know what? It doesn't even need to come down to the drugs. It doesn't even need to come down to, I mean, that's a given that you know, obviously doing drugs is a waste of your time. We all know that. In even if you're a drug addict, you know, as much as you may want to deny it, I'm sorry, pal, it's a waste of your time. But I'm not even limiting it strictly to the substance abuse. I'm also, you know, bringing in women, because that's huge, is another thing. People, a lot of guys, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know how many guys, like men, will literally, you know, and I know, I get it, like the instinct and like the male instinct and ooh, you know, the animal, like just want to mount someone, you know, like
spread the seed.
Right, okay, I understand it, but there's a level of respect that one could have. I feel like when men, boys, young boys, growing up without a father figure, or especially without a mother figure, right? Their perception of women, and this also goes for girls, their perception of men gets skewed. Because it's been psychologically proven that if you're a woman, you, right? Or if you're a woman, you somewhat seek subconsciously things in another man that have to do with your father or your brothers or something like that. Or if you're a man, you subconsciously seek things in a woman that relate to your mother.
Correct.
Right? Yep. So if there is a lack of that figure, if there is a lack of that development in your brain of what this gender means to you, of what this type of person has done for you growing up, then you get this skewed idea. And then all of a sudden, you consider it acceptable to treat women a certain way because you didn't get treated from women the way that you were supposed to or felt like you had to be when you were growing up. So see, it's the same thing with the whole song, with the same idea with, the Lupe song, where, it's all subliminal and it's all very subconscious, but at the same time, it's all very in your face and very conscious.
Let's kind of clarify something, David.
Sure.
It in regards to women, it's all right to dress sexy.
Of course.
It's all right want to look pretty.
Yes.
It's all right to want to flaunt your assets.
It's all an expression.
Okay. But there's balance.
Of course.
There's balance. There was a book I read many, many years ago. It was by Dan Millman. And if anybody's out there, write this down. It's The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And it's just not for men. It's for everybody. But the one thing that he really stressed with his mentor, Socrates, was Socrates always talked about balance.
Right.
Balance in everything.
Right.
Socrates was his mentor, and Socrates got him drunk one night. and Dan was saying, well, why? I thought you were against alcohol. He says, no. Everything within balance.
Right. Absolutely.
So you can have fun. True. You can get crazy. You can be youthful. You can go out, get drunk, but don't drive.
Yeah.
If you're going to get drunk, go someplace where you're safe.
Yeah.
But don't do it every night. Don't do it once a week.
Uh-uh.
Make it a rarity.
Right.
And make it for a celebratory reason.
Reason, right.
Okay. Just don't do it just because just everyone else is doing it.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely, Mark. Listeners, one thing that I really want you to walk away with in today's show is do not use your excuses in your life as a means to put your will to an end. Because as much as you may think the alcohol will numb it, or the weed will numb it, or the drugs will numb it, or having sex with as many women as you can will numb it,
or vice versa.
Whatever, or vice versa. It won't. It digs it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the more that you just keep piling things on top of that, the harder it is going to be to dig down and find the root and pull it out. Your body is a garden. Literally, your body is a garden. It is a temple. It absolutely is. It is a temple and it is a garden. It grows, and you have these energy pockets. You have chakras. You have these, you emit a frequency, an energy, a vibration.
Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful, and I'm just trying to let you guys know that, I understand that having a rough life can be rough and hard and confusing and unbearable at times, but you always have your will. That's what I'm just trying to get you listeners, my listeners, to listen to and understand, as you as an individual always, always have your will. That's the point. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very much for coming on the Vibration Station with us.
Thank you for having me.
Mark, thank you so much
for
our in-studio guest. It means the world, and I'm sure that you helped a lot of people out there.
I hope.
If you guys want to let us know how Mark affected your life, feel free to email us, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, you know that we over here send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Send you many blessings. We will see you next Sunday. Always emitting a high vibration and floating in the golden lotus. We love you guys.
Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. In all its silly games like, when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Can you remember, can you look through the haze when we used to chill at mom's, get drunk and blaze?